Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Motown Maurice for the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle. I'm back once again on this third day of November. This Thursday, I am really, really excited, as usual, because I'm always excited. I got guests. I got a guest that's on the line, and he is going to bring it to you. Now, I talk about multiply talented people all the time, you know, but this guy is beyond multiple talented. This guy does it all. He's a dancer, he's a songwriter, composer, print model, actor, director, choreographer, and singer. Whew. I got to catch my breath because this guy is doing it. He's from Clifton Park, New York. He recently relocated to Los Angeles, California, and I got him on the line right now. And if you have thought about doing any of these things, you need to listen to this guy right now. Please put your hands together. Make some noise. Clap. Stomp your feet for William Strutavant.
Motown Maurice.
William, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good, good. How did I do on your last name? Did I mess it up?
No, you did pretty well.
Okay. I didn't do Did I do perfect or do I do pretty well?
You did pretty well. It wasn't perfect, but, you know, it takes a while to get used to.
Okay, well, say it so, you know, the audience, your fans can get it just right. It's because I need to get my practice on myself.
Well, the correct way is Strutavant.
Strutavant.
You say it fast, but people usually say Strutavant or Strutavant or... They say all different ways, but the correct way is Strutavant.
Strutavant. Okay, just say it real fast so you don't even know if I messed up or not. Strutavant. I got it. I like it. What's the background on your last name?
It's like a French / a little Dutch. So
right.
It's kind of a weird name.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. So look, you know, this past Tuesday was another L.A. Casting Network and Mixer. I was there, but you wasn't there. So that must mean you moved on to bigger and better things. What's been going on?
Well, actually, I was at a big event about which included directors and producers from around the world, and they're pitching new ideas to the big corporates and production companies. And so I was going there and with a few other people I met, and I was listening on and getting ideas and stuff because I'm, you know, I'm in the process of working on my own projects and getting them out there. So I'm picking up, you know, more marketing strategies and what should I do and what not to do. And so.
Yeah. So for those of you listening, LA Casting is this popular website that just about everybody and your mama who's an actor is on the site, and they hold a networking mixer once a month, the first Tuesday of every month. So last month, that's how I ran into William. I was actually mixer hopping, and I went there, and I saw William, and we connected, and boom, history is being made. But what I've noticed, I've been in L.A. for about a year, what I've noticed about this mixer is a lot of people go there when they first arrive, and you had just got there like within your second day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And sometimes people come back, you know, here and there, but a lot of times when you don't see them is because they've gone on to do bigger and better things, and, you know, William has left me behind and still network while you're working on big projects, you know, don't, you know? So don't forget about it, brother, when you make it big, because I'm still trying to network while you making things happen.
No, I don't forget anybody.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. So you came here from New York. Now, I hear a lot of good things about New York. New York is, you know, the Big Apple. It's the place to be. But I often meet people who leave New York to come to L.A. So if you can, help me understand why anybody would leave New York to come to L.A. when New York is supposed to be, from my understanding, just as great.
Well, it all depends on what their career choice is. If they're a model or a theater actor, it's perfect for them. Or if they're in the music industry. Mm-hmm. But for acting, there's not really much going on. There's a lot of student films and lower budget films, which actors would go and they work on them, but they're usually, you know, nothing big. They're usually not paid. So they can't really make too much of a living out there. Even with the big feature films that do go out there, they normally use L.A. actors for their main roles and background actors for the New York people. So it's not kind of like too much to offer out there. There's a lot of commercials. And, you know, commercial and advertisements for actors. Theater is really big out there.
Broadway, theater. Right? Broadway and theater.
Well, Broadway is a little hard. I did audition for Broadway. Actually, it was the first time I ever tried to do for theater. I went for, they were doing this Elvis Presley kind of anniversary on his little short movies. They're combining mm-hmm. each short movie, like Jailhouse Rock, to Blue Hawaii, you know. And I actually got accepted to do the Jailhouse Rock skit. And
nice.
I think there's a picture on your slideshow on Black Talk Radio that they were going to use. But what happened was the production fell through because they had Spider-Man come up, Memphis, and like six other ones all at the same time. So the
not the Spider-Man musical. Didn't like seven people died in that
yeah.
that piece? Wow, that thing was dangerous.
Yeah, so people rather watched those ones than the Elvis one. So that's why production kind of failed. There was more opportunity for those ones to be more successful than the one that was called.
Okay.
It was a bummer, but man, it was a great experience.
Wow. Okay. So you kind of shed some light for me on New York and the comparisons between New York and L.A. I guess when they say that L.A. is the television and film capital of the world, it truly is, right?
Yes.
Wow. So how do you feel being out here now? You've been out here for approximately a month. How does it feel?
I feel wonderful. I mean, I'm not dealing with the snow right now. Right now they're getting slammed with snow. That's one thing I didn't like in New York. I mean, it's pretty if it's just like flurries, but when it's over exceeded to mm-hmm. capacity and it's above your waist, then, you know, that's not good. That's not fun at all.
Why don't we just tell it like it is? There ain't no film projects in New York because it's too damn cold.
It's too damn cold.
Seriously. Wow. Well, I'm watching Conan O'Brien, who I like a lot, who I watch mostly compared to all the other talk show hosts, and he's doing a special in New York. And I can't remember the name of the theater, but it's a huge theater he's doing it at right now. He's doing a special. But, yeah, man, that's exciting. That's exciting. Well, we're glad to have you here in L.A. with all your talents, and I do mean all of your talents. So Let's talk a little bit about how you got started as a super versatile, talented entertainer you are.
All right. Yeah. You want me to start from the beginning or?
You got such a defined history. What is it that really pushed you to pursuing your dream and your aspiration?
Well, what really started pursuing is one day it just clicked in my head that I really wanted. I figured out why I really wanted, and that was actually a letter that my mom handwrote before she passed away.
And I'm sorry about that.
That happened in 06. That's really what relit the fire inside of me to keep pursuing. I always wanted to do it growing up, and when that incident happened, I didn't know how to go about it. So when that incident occurred, I read that letter and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this. So ever since then, it just kind of fell right into place and, I'm here today and still working on it.
I don't know if you're able to, but are you able to share, a synopsis of what the letter said or anything that was in the letter that encouraged you?
Well, yeah, I could mention a little bit. Basically, it's about, how much, she cared about me and loved me, and it was like 6 pages of it.
Wow.
But she really was basically my only supporter growing up. She's the one that believed in me, when the rest of the people didn't. She really wanted me to go for my dreams, go for my passion, and never give up and never let anybody stop me. And I really took that to heart, and I really went for it.
Wow. So as far as the progress you've made, how would she feel about your progress right now?
I think she would be very happy and satisfied with my accomplishment.
Wow. Now, based off of the tragic accident that happened, the unexpected accident that happened, that could easily discourage somebody from not doing anything. But you took that and you used that as fuel to keep on moving and keep on pursuing. So, I definitely commend you for doing that, because anybody could give up after that, but you're fighting. You're a fighter. And I take part of, I'm inspired by you because of that. So thank you for just being an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of inspiration, what other, who else inspired you in terms of entertainers over the years?
Well, growing up, I was very inspired. Growing up, I listened to the Rat Pack, Gene Kelly, Michael Jackson. And I was growing up, every time it was with my grandfather, he would play the Rat Pack, and I would always listen to it because I was always with my grandparents when I was younger. And I was very close to my mom and my grandmother and my grandfather growing up. And so he'll always have the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra playing, or Dean Martin, or Sammy Davis Jr. And I'll be taking it in, listening to it, and I'll start as I grew up, it took with me. And I was inspired by their mannerisms, how they present themselves, and how successful they were, and their talents, meaning they were actors, singers, and dancers. I always wanted to have the combination with three. I wanted to be that person that showcased those. Like, back then, that was big, back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gene Kelly, in his movies, he was an actor, singer, and a dancer. And that's really what my passion was growing up. I really wanted to be him. I want to be Gene Kelly or Michael Jackson did the same thing almost. You know, he had his little, you know, his little films with his music video.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like Smooth Criminal or The Way You Make Me Feel, and
Don't tell me you were a little boy walking around with a white glove and some white socks. What do you call it? With your Michael Jackson jacket. Were you that inspired that you used to dress like Michael Jackson with your high waters?
No, I never dressed like that, but I do rock the fedoras a lot.
Oh, nice. Now, the Rat Pack is very interesting. Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. You ever thought about, you know, forming a new pack? You know, hey, I can be your Sammy. I can even, you know, do a little... You know, watch out now. Yeah. You ever thought about, have you ever connected with anyone else on that level?
I mean, I never connected with anyone on that level, try to do something. I was just kind of focusing on solo right now, but that is a good game plan. I mean, I am actually going to be doing collaborations with other artists eventually. Mm-hmm.
Hey, shaboing boing, baby. Nice. Well, that's good. So, in terms of, now you mentioned before that your mom was your only supporter. So with that, and I know you know other people, so with that being said, you must have like somehow received opposition or, in lack of terms, haters from other people?
Yeah.
People? Really, that's interesting. Now, who were these people and how exactly were they a hater of you or lack of support of your endeavors?
Well, the first thing I could probably start off with is that my family is probably the hardest one of them all. My father's family is all musicians, singers, and my mom's family is all artists and painters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only one that pursued it into the acting field.
Mm-hmm.
In the family. And they didn't look at that as like a career choice. They weren't very supportive on my decision because they didn't think that I would never make it. Or, you know, it was more of a lot of jealousy, too. So,
But they wouldn't admit to it as jealousy, right?
They
would never do that. Haters never do that. They basically saw you, and because they knew you, they figured you couldn't make it, and they were trying to discourage you, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, I went through a similar situation, and it doesn't make any sense to me. And it was through Facebook, and I'm really not, I don't participate in Facebook messages like that, but just a friend who used to be a friend of mine from high school literally became a dream killer. I mean, deliberately and viciously telling me I'm wasting my time. And it didn't have an effect on me, but to believe that someone like that truly exists. Personally, and maybe you can relate with me, you know, the bigger we get, the more people is going to try to hate on us, and that just comes with the territory. I can kind of accept that from people that I don't know, people on message blogs and just, you know, strangers. But when you know somebody, for them to just kind of just to try to destroy you like that, it just makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? Are you with me on that?
I am totally with you.
It just makes no sense. Oh, man. So, man, but I'm glad that you were able to fight on. I mean, what were some of your tactics? Did you, in terms of eliminating those peoples and maybe even some fears that you had over time?
Well, the family was kind of hard. I kind of had to keep myself distant. Friends that I had before, I had to eliminate a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were good and a lot of them were bad. I mean, I still have friends that are very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's friends that I haven't seen in a long time that are very supportive also, and they're great people. But what happens is when you get amongst with so many people that you lose track to keep up with people after a while, and you're always me. I'm always busy on like go. That it's hard for me to get in touch with the people all the time. You find out later on that It's funny is that the people that are more that I don't even hardly know, they're very like people just meet out on the street and ask me what I do and everything, then they become more of a supporter than what your family would be. Which is kinda unusual for me. I'm like, wow. And you know, it's the first time, you know, ever that I went through a mall in New York that somebody actually came up to me and a little girl and asked for my autograph, and I was like, wow, you know, and I was surprised. I'm like, wow, you know, thank you, and you know, and there's like people I never seen before, I never heard. They apparently saw me or heard about me, and
wow,
something they liked, and inspired them, and that was great feeling, you know.
you got that famous aura about you, because when I walked into the LA Casting Networking Mix last month, you were like the first person I saw, and I wanted to meet you. You know, I wanted to shake your hand. I wanted to see what you were all about. So it comes with it. It comes with it. You got it. So as we move on in this conversation, you got so many hats, and you wear them well. I'm going to play Spin the Bottle real quick, and I'm just going to spin it and see where it lands, because I don't know where to go, because you're from a dancer, the director. It's spinning. Boom. Composer. Tell me about that. I meet actors, but I have yet to meet an actor who's also a composer. How did that come around?
Well, that's actually the first approach after, well, what happened was when I was growing up, I was a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I used to write poetry, and I couldn't figure out how to put my emotions out. Instead of putting them out at people, I wrote them down. And as I started getting older and I had them filed away, and that's what my mom was like, oh, you know, you should really do something with that. And I never did. And after her passing, I decided to reformat a lot of my songs and create an actual song lyrics. And I ended up going by my home recording studio.
Nice.
I went to actually a Guitar Center, and I got, you know, put on a credit card, and I $25,000 worth of equipment, and set
oh,
it
wow.
up and start recording. Then I start recording people locally, and then I've been working on my own stuff since. So, but
wow, that's nice. So you got a track that you composed, and I'm ready to play it here on this show. I believe it's called Again and Again. Set that up for the audience. Tell me about it. How did it begin, and what does it mean, or anything that comes to mind?
Well, this track is fairly new. So there's no lyrics in it yet. I actually had to record the lyrics. Since I'm in L.A., I won't be able to do that until I come back to New York. But this is it's still being edited. And I'm on the process, you know, hopefully finish it when I go back to New York. It's just an instrumental. I still got to add little tweaks in here and there and add a little bridge in there. And otherwise, this song will be dedicated to a lot of things I went through in my life. Again and again is like an example is like when I was in a relationship for a while. And I always kept on going back to her even after we broke up, you know, and I was kind of suckered in almost, like, you know, she had me, you know what I mean? And, she, like, even if I left her, she'll have some way to draw me back, you know, and I kept on going back, and basically that's what the song was about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of falling back into those issues over and over. And at the end of the song, there was basically, I did let it go at the end of the song.
Huh?
It is quite a long track.
Let's play it. Let us play it. Ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere of Again and Again. Again and Again, let's play it by William Stratemont. again and again. Give it up, give it up, give it up for William. William, very well done. Very
Thank
well
you.
Done. Very well done. You know, hey, I think me and you might be able to make something happen. You know, I might have to get in the studio with you and, you know, throw some vocals on there. What you say? Hey.
Hey, why not? Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a call-in show. We're going to be on the air for another 50 seconds, but you can still call in and you will still be a part of the show and you'll be archived for the remaining of history. So call in now. Lynn was on the line. Lynn, I don't know where you are, but we're waiting for you, and we want to get you back on the line. But as we while we wait for Lynn, we do have Quan on the line, and we're going to get Quan on the line right now, and I believe and I hope you know who he is, William, and if not, then you got a new fan. Quan, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Quan. Hey, Will.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I just wanted to say a quick hi. I'm a collaborator and friend of Will's for a while now, over a year. And as you guys all heard, I mean, his story is quite inspirational, but he's the kind of person that always pushes through. And I'm really, really proud of you, Will, and I know you're going to make it in L.A., so I just wanted to say a quick hi and say, you know, how much I care for you and how much I know you're going to make your way. So keep it up, dude.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Quan. We really appreciate you calling, all right? Thank you very much.
Sure, thanks.
Take care.
Okay. Bye, Will.
Right.
Bye.
All right. What a fan. What a supporter. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Lynn is back on the line, so we're going to try to bring her on right now. Lynn, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Hey. Welcome
Will,
back.
Will, how are you? Hi, Will.
Pretty
Do you
good,
remember
right?
me?
I'm one of
the little people that used to know.
Is it back at work, back in Clifton Park?
Yeah. But,
okay,
but
yeah.
I'm not who you think I am. I'm someone's mother.
Oh.
I'm the mother of a friend of yours.
Oh, my God, Derek.
Yes. I wanted to wish you good luck, and I'm hoping that my name is on your dedication.
Yes.
You think that's funny? You think that's funny? And I
no.
want the first album autographed.
Yes, you will.
I wanted to wish you good luck on your endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wish you luck. Keep in touch, though. We want to know how you're doing.
I will. I definitely will. Keep in touch.
All right. Take care, Will. I just wanted to wish you good luck back here in Clifton Park, and we're all supporting you here.
Thank you very much for that.
Bye.
Take care,
Lynn. Bye.
Take care. Wow, that was great. That was great. How did that feel?
Wow, very, very great, because I haven't talked to her in a long, actually, a few years, quite some time now, so.
Wow. See, this is one of those moments where you look in the mirror, you just feel good, or you get on the phone with some of those old haters and say, in your face, haters. Oh, man. So that was great. Now, Will, you know, the show's about over now. We just had a great time. I really appreciate Quan and Lynn just taking the time to call in. You know, I heard of someone, a celebrity once say, all you need is one fan, literally. You just need one fan, and eventually those fans are going to multiply. Will, I know you got more than one. I know you got more than two, but you got two people to call in, and that's more than most people out there in the world. So, man, keep on doing. You're definitely on the right track. And don't forget about a brother. Don't forget.
Oh, I never forget about a brother.
You know, don't leave me behind at these L.A. Casting Networking mixes. I want to go to important meetings, too.
Well, you can come along.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. Go ahead.
I'll definitely bring you along on a few of them.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. That's the really that right there is much, much appreciated. So, look, I want you to take this time out to just go ahead and plug your website and tell you how the people can find you and all that good social networking stuff.
All right. Awesome. Well, what it is williamsturdivant.com. Of course, you had the www. Before that, but if you can find it, you'll see the description. Actors,
you know, producer, composer, and everything on the actual listing. Otherwise, it's a still fairly new website, and as it progresses, there's not much on there yet. There's going to be more going on throughout the months. And there's also links to my Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, et cetera. And yeah, you can check up on me on there and keep in touch. You always can shoot me a message. And yeah. So
that's how you contact. Say the website one more time.
It's www.williamsturdivant.com.
Excellent. Well, William, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I've been delighted to speak to you. And, hey, maybe you can also share some of your fans with me, because you sound like you got some great fans. I need some fans, you know, myself. So so let's definitely keep in contact. You have any final words you would like to say to the people, to all the aspiring actors, performers, choreographers, entertainers, composers, anybody out there?
Yeah, just never give up. Never give up your dream or your passion, even if you fail. I mean, just keep going. You know, eventually, you know, something's going to occur, you know. As my mom said, don't let anybody stop you. You know, do what makes you happy, you know. That's the most important thing in life. You don't want to do something that you're not happy with, or not going to be miserable at, you know, like 9-to-5 job that you're not happy with. Do something what you really love and you're passionate about, and you're going to have a more successful and happier life. So
you've heard it from William Strudevant himself. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, William. Now, before you go, I do have one question I have to ask you, if that's okay with you. Can I just spare, can you spare another, you know, 10 seconds or so just to ask you?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay. And I'll need you to be as honest as possible. I know you're a very honest person, so brace yourself. It's a serious question. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. William, who is the future of late night television?
It is Motel Maurice.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. William, thank you so much once again. I look forward to connecting with you in the future. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep eliminating all the haters and just keep on inspiring and creating as you've been doing. The dancer, songwriter, composer, print model, actor, director, choreographer, and singer. Do it all. Share some of that success with me, all right?
All right.
Take care now.
Take care.
Yes. This is Motown Maurice getting ready to sign off for another edition of Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Yes, indeed. So I'm excited. Nothing but greatness ahead. So check out my website, MotownMaurice.com, so you can follow the quest of a late night talk show host as the quest continues. This is Motown Maurice signing off. Check me out tomorrow for an exclusive interview with Eric Zulli. Easy, the easy way. MotownMaurice.com. Take care. Peace, love, and bye.